At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're on Fox News, and they thought they were going to have this massive crowd behind them, and there's just absolutely nobody behind them while they break this news.
Connecticut and Maine are sharing a space and basically just put up some chairs and their state logos.
Bruh. What did Connecticut and Maine do to deserve this? What?
All right, everybody. I just learned the truth about Trump's 16-day America 250 celebration, and it is way more tragic and depressing than anybody could have guessed. This is not at all what it was supposed to look like. This empty shell of a fair is not at all what was supposed to be presented to the American people. For years, almost a decade, there were genuine planners who were envisioning America's 250th anniversary as something on the scale of a modern World's Fair, a month-long celebration nationally showcasing every single corner of the country. It has since been hijacked and perverted into this campaign rally where Trump puts his thumb on the scale and has people that he like, has campaign rallies, and basically controls a lot of this, which means it turned to shit. Almost everything Trump touches turns to shit. I made a deeper video earlier about the World Fair happening today, but this one is going to go a little bit more in depth on the secret behind this fair and the corruption that actually exists behind it. So check out that video. It was a rather funny one. We walked through a bunch of crazy shit happening, but this video is going to be a bit more serious. On screen now, you see the turnout for the fair on day three, and it does not look good at all. If you appreciate these videos where we bring the truth to you and the American people, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and I guess let's just start off by showcasing the British experience in the United States. This UK reporter went to the fair, and I think this is a perfect encapsulation, because you get to see it through fresh eyes and just how bizarre it is. From there, we will jump into the corruption aspect of it and how Donald Trump hijacked this event from a serious group, a very serious group, and then recreated his own shitty version. It is so incredibly despicable. And the Freedom 250 was not what this was supposed to be at all. There was something called America 250 that Trump then hijacked into Freedom 250. Take a look at this.
I'm at the Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C., or as people are starting to call it, the American Scottish Willy Wonka experience.
But we're going to have special performances, patriotic music, high-tech demonstrations, and even an old-fashioned rodeo. I love rodeo.
It's the end of.
One of the headline events announced by Donald Trump's 250th anniversary committee was the Great American State Fair. It's to take place here on the National Mall. It's 2 weeks, and it's a celebration of all things American, with stands representing all 50 states, a 100-foot-tall Ferris wheel, and a rodeo. And I really wanted to love this event. It's right up my alley, but it's kind of rubbish. In fact, it's a bit like the Scottish Willy Wonka experience, but on a larger scale. And when I say larger scale, it's stretched over 3 fields the size of this one. If you wanted to visit the stands of all 50 states, you'd have to walk about 3 miles. Each state has got its own little room, which is mercifully air-conditioned. But the quality of the exhibits is somewhat inconsistent. Wyoming gets a shout-out because they let you try lassoing chairs with horns on them. On the other hand, a lot of the booths are just rooms with a couple of posters and some chairs. If you,
what did Maine do? What did Maine do to deserve simply 2 chairs and nothing else?
Lucky. Every government department has its own booth as well. And let me tell you, the Homeland Security booth is a barrel of laughs. At the end of each field, there's a big exhibition. But there's no particular theme to any of it. It's just, you know, whoever they could get to turn up.
Look how shallow this is. It's like the shell of a fair. It's a shell of a fair. It's not real. There's no real turnout. There were power outages on the first few nights of the fair, meaning the Ferris wheel wasn't working on Thursday night. There's nowhere to sit for children, so they have to sit on the ground when eating. And when they do eat, food is like $20 to $30 just to get anything. The hamburgers there are over $20. And all of that is without mentioning that it's not even really a fair. There's no fair food. Apparently, there's just burgers that you can grab. There's even a section where you can get baptized. There's a section where you can listen to bad music.
Exhibitions by an artist who only ever paints the American flag. And he's come to do a live painting of a new work of art of the American flag. If you go right up to the other end, which is, you know, a fair old walk, but there's a place where there's a booth from Truth Social, SpaceX and TikTok right next to each other. And there are a few cool things to see, don't get me wrong. It's just that they're very, very far apart. There's a sort of middle bit as well, where most of the stands are from the weird organizations you only normally see at conferences like CPAC.
Moms for America was somehow there? Okay. We'll revisit this in just one moment, but I think that gives you some perspective into what the fair is. Now I want to talk about what the fair could be. This Reddit comment written by somebody anonymously has gone incredibly viral, and I think it's worth highlighting. This says, quote, I worked at the Smithsonian, specifically raising money for 250th. What I want people to know is we secured millions of private philanthropy to host a month-long folklife festival on the Mall. The Festival of Festivals was going to feature well-known festivals like Burning Man, Farm Aid, Grand Ole Opry, as well as smaller local and regional festivals from across the U.S. and territories. Already, this sounds amazing, but this was going to be hosted by an existing bipartisan group called America 250. The existing America 250 group was created by Congress years prior and had already fundraised a bunch of money. But then Donald Trump decided to subvert America 250 and create his own, which was called Freedom 250. He used Freedom 250 and the money raised there to put on his own 16-day campaign rally and then denied the permits for America 250, the bipartisan group, to do what they wanted to do. Investigations have found that roughly $100 million in federal contracts and grants tied to America's 250th anniversary flowed through organizations that were connected to admin officials and political allies. There were a bunch of no-bid contracts, meaning Trump wasn't going out looking for the best contractors to do these things. He was going out looking for his friends to funnel money into to build this 16-day rally for him, which nobody has showed up to thus far on day three. It's going to go through the 4th of July, so we're thinking about doing a live stream there with Mockler Media where we interview people, debate people, and we go on the ground with a live stream and show you everything. I might bring Chris. If you guys want to see that, then drop a like and just comment below. If there's demand for that, then we're going to do that, maybe on July 4th, and give you an inside experience. So people say that this vision has collapsed. And I think even the people over at Fox News know that it has collapsed. Just look at their coverage of it, trying to describe this as thousands and thousands of people, which is honestly quite a small number. Most concerts pull more than that. Pride parades, pride rallies in my state of Illinois and across the country are pulling more than that this weekend.
Happy early birthday, America. We're celebrating already at the Great American State Fair. Man, we've got thousands of people celebrating this birthday with
us. I like how he said it like that. We've got thousands. Like, that's going to make it more impressive.
Tommy, you and I had
with the empty field behind them. Fox News set up their desk and there's just an empty field behind them.
Chance to go out. We got to see some of the exhibits. I'm sure you got what I got, which was a lot of people going, hey, love to watch you on Fox. I hope a lot of them left the mall, went home and turned on their TV.
Okay, I want to talk more about the vision behind why this secret was ruined in the first place. This right here is the secret of what America 250 could have been. So there were going to be a bunch of really beautiful, recognizable festivals. You guys know Burning Man, Farm Aid, Grand Ole Opry, even more, combined together as well as smaller local and regional festivals from across the U.S. and territories. Anyone know the Iowa State Fair, the Minnesota State Fair? These things are huge cultural phenoms in these states, and people come from other states, so imagine combining it all. The goal was to feature truly the best and most beautiful creative expression in music, dance, arts and crafts, traditions, food, community. This was what it was supposed to be. This is the secret behind why the vision has collapsed so thoroughly after Donald Trump took control of it, just like it does for everything else. Donald Trump took control of the country and it has collapsed. The economy sucks. We are currently stuck in a war with Iran due to our supposed ally of Israel, and everybody is struggling. He took control of the reflecting pool. It is is an absolute failure. Everything he touches dies. This says, can't name names, but the plan was to have headliners every night for free concerts. Think the types of names who would have been affiliated with the aforementioned large festivals. Stars were willing to perform because it was under the banner of Smithsonian. It was history. I've said this repeatedly on my show. I am never going to inherently be against an America 250 celebration. I know Adam Kinzinger, who is a, you know, pro-democracy warrior who served in the military, said he was looking forward to this. He wanted to see something. But what I'm not going to appreciate is a 16-day Donald Trump rally. If there was this huge festival that was what's being described here, and we had like Beyonce and Alicia Keys and Bruce Springsteen, and we had all of these, you know, phenomenal artists with phenomenal arts and craft traditions, dance, that would be different, but this has turned into a hollowed out version of that. To continue, stars were willing to perform because it was under the banner of Smithsonian. It had to all be scrapped because the administration would not release permits to host on the mall. The administration shut it down, stole the permits to host at the National Mall, and did it themselves, and did a significantly worse version. Just imagine what could have been instead of this. Every state bringing its own food, bringing its own music, bringing its own inventions, artists, museums, traditions. I'm going to show you in just one second, what was actually in each state's booth. We're going to run through them, but it's not at all what could have been. It says, the money went elsewhere, but our nation was robbed of what would have been a once-in-a-generation cultural moment. That would have been incredibly, incredibly cool to see. Instead, we have North Carolina with a Confederate flag. There's one Confederate flag. And then, oh, there's two Confederate flags. You know, when I think of America, and when I think of the celebration of America, I don't think of celebrating the quote-unquote country that seceded in order to declare war on America. Is that not just traitorous? It's incredibly traitorous. Let's see what's actually in these booths. Eric Flack TV did a pretty good report here. Check it out.
President Trump wants all 50 states to come together here at the Great American State Fair to show their pride.
North Carolina planned to skip this, but the Freedom 250 organizers asked the Winston-Salem company that built their tractor trailers to step in. Their exhibit is a race car and some North Carolina potatoes.
Oh, he missed the Confederate flag that was there, but we'll continue.
Arizona had the longest line to get in for a black light star experience and a free cactus pen. Maryland is featuring a different local artist every day and a photo booth to go back in time. DC has a positivity tree. Virginia has a photo.
Was that just an AI generated photo booth? Is it just AI slop? What is Maryland State Fair about this?
DC has a positivity tree. Virginia has a photo op with letters made out of stuff that grows there. Connecticut and Maine are sharing a space and basically just put up some chairs and their state logos.
Bruh, what did Connecticut and Maine do to deserve this? What?
Connecticut and Maine are sharing a space and basically just put up some chairs and their state logos. Michigan has a fake cow you can milk. Wisconsin has a real Harley you can sit on. And this guy definitely wins for best t-shirt.
Okay, that gives us a little bit of an insight into what's actually happening here. You know, for many Americans, the anniversary of 250 represented a rare opportunity to celebrate the country's future, what the country could be, bring people together at a time when we're uniquely divided. But instead, Donald Trump decided to make this an incredibly divisive, like 16-day campaign rally. It was supposed to be a bipartisan event. It was supposed to be a once-in-a-generation event that was funded by bipartisan groups to put on something beautiful, spectacular, grandiose. And now, what do we have? We have this. We have basically an empty fair. Look it. There's some scattered people around there going to the different booths, but this is nothing like what it was going to be. Governor Newsom's press account said, breaking, the DC police is investigating a massive heist at the National State Fair. Vandals managed to get inside and steal practically every person, practically every person. He's making fun of the Trump reflecting pool. They're saying vandalizers tried to slit a gash in it and poured chemicals, when in reality, algae just naturally grew. Governor Newsom here is making fun of the fact that there is absolutely nobody in the crowd. I do want to point out, while all of this was happening, the reporters at Fox News who are covering the state fair, then had to break the news with Representative Ana Paulina Luna that there were more strikes in Iran. So we're doing this shitty, wannabe, grandiose national fair, spending a bunch of taxpayer dollars on it, and then in return, we get to continue to escalate our war with Iran. Take a listen to this.
What I will say is that if people would just allow the president to go forward with his foreign policy, including the trade stuff, I think that we're in pretty good shape. But again, my number
one... Dude, I like how on Fox News, you can see how scarce the crowd is. Look at this. They are on Fox News, and they thought they were going to have this massive crowd behind them, and there's just absolutely nobody behind them while they break this news.
That if people would just allow the president to go forward with his foreign policy, including the trade stuff, I think that we're in pretty good shape. But again, my number one goal and objective here is voter ID plus proof of citizenship. You have Chuck Schumer literally telling the entire country they want to give mass amnesty and citizenship to over 20 million illegal immigrants. Look, you and me, we're women. You know, I'm a veteran and I'm also a minority. I'm not stupid and I can figure out how to, you know, provide proof of citizenship. And
okay, this is all just a lie, but I feel like sitting there on Fox News and attacking immigration, attacking democracy, attacking some of the foundational aspects of America while you have the banner America 250 in front of you is just very hypocritical. At the same time, Fox News had to report on the new airstrikes that we have conducted against Iran.
Joey, I just spoke to a senior U.S. defense official who tells me that, who confirms to me that the U.S. military is carrying out a new round of airstrikes against Iran right now. This is in response to the IRGC hitting a ship in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. It was about 4:30 a.m. when that ship was hit near the Strait of Hormuz. That's the second ship in 2 days, and this is the second night of bombing that the U.S. military is carrying out.
Obviously, Fox News is going to be missing the context that the ceasefire was already broken by Israel when they continued to invade southern Lebanon, continued to strike Beirut, and it was broken by the United States when Trump threatened Iran and when Trump was unsuccessful in reeling in Bibi Netanyahu.
Targets include air defense systems, drone storage sites, cruise missiles, targeting radars, and mine laying capabilities, as well as surface-to-air missiles. That's according to a U.S. official. I'm told that this strike is much larger than last night, which lasted for about an hour. Iran, I'm told, had a chance to stop shooting. This official said they didn't take it. Instead, they attacked another ship in this Strait of Hormuz this morning, the MT Kiku. That's the name of the ship. That ship was carrying about 200,000 barrels of oil, and so it could have...
Right now, there is zero political incentive for Iran to stop shooting. People on Fox News would call me anti-American for telling you guys the truth there, but as I always say on this feed, I'm telling the truth because I love America. I love what America could be, and I see this administration pulling us away from that every single time they host a shitty fair and F things up and distort and bastardize what the celebration of America really should be, which is democracy, human dignity, the ever-expanding circle of rights that we continue to impose in America. But you know what Republicans do? They want to repeal rights. They want to take away the right of women to choose. They want to take away the right of minorities to vote in red states, as they are doing with overturning the Voting Rights Act and then overturning a bunch of other laws that allows elections to be further rigged. It is so incredibly despicable. And while this is all happening, again, I want to point out the Iran war is continuing to escalate. Even on Fox News, they say this is an escalatory spiral.
It's been a disaster in the Strait of Hormuz, a very dangerous situation. These are attack drones, one-way attack drones that Iran and the IRGC have been sending towards these ships. I also learned that Iran last night responded to the first round of U.S. airstrikes, that 1 hour of airstrikes, with attacks of their own on U.S. forces in Bahrain.
So it is all just escalating over and over and over. I was going to make an entire video about this, but I've made about like 50 videos at this point where I just say, hey, the ceasefire Trump claims we have has now been broken. And at this point, everybody understands we are being dog walked by Iran and cannot find an off ramp while they continue to squeeze concessions out of us. I'm going to leave it there. sad day for America, but we're going to continue to fight on the Adam Mockler feed. Drop a like, subscribe. We're going to post more of our debate content this week. Just wait for it. Love you all. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.